Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, first of Tevis, seventh day Hanukkah, Rabbi Nehemia Yaffa, Shlita, and Yana de Yoma.
A good Chodesh, everyone. A lichtig Hanukkah. Beautiful, listening to the last Maggid Shir. He brought out the Bis Yosef Kasha. You know, I often think, I'm sure many of you also think of Hanukkah, you know, what is the limud of Hanukkah? What's the limud of Hanukkah? Nothing deep, simple. What message comes to you, to me, to every year? I'm sure this passes everyone's mind, especially like today, tomorrow. I think the message is that time flies. You know, we just started Hanukkah. It's ready to end of Hanukkah. Like, oh, Yvezumia, what's going on? What's happened to my Hanukkah? It's just gone. Time flies, as always does. Days turn into weeks, weeks into months, months into years. Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, by the time we finish, we'll have another test of Yosef Kasha. Okay? Another reason for another donut. Another test, Be'ez Hashem. So, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hei, that when it comes to the Neres Chanukah, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Okay? Says Machlokes, whether Hanocha is a mitzvah, or Hadlaka is a mitzvah, is the mitzvah just to have a menorah, to meniach the menorah in the right place, mufaras in the nes, or the mitzvah is the maisa Hadlaka to be madlik the menorah. Shulchan Aruch paskens, we pasken, Hadlaka is Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be madlik the menorah. Everyone knows quite a few nafka minas, whether it's Hanocha or Hanocha is a mitzvah or Hadlaka is a mitzvah. And it says the Shulchan Aruch, because Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Velochein, imidliko befinim vehitzio lochutz leyotso. If someone lit the menorah inside his house, not in the mokem apirsum, not by the door, not by the window, and afterwards he goes and he puts it in the right place, leyotso, because the Hadlaka was in the wrong place, or lit it at the wrong time. And then afterwards he goes and it comes to the right time, whenever it is that you light the menorah, then you won't put it by the window, put it in the right place, it's no good. You lit it at the wrong time. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Okay, that we know. Now the trial is, what was the halacha with the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? When the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, is there also Hadlaka is a mitzvah? Or not? So Bez Hashem, we'll go through three shittas. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Tevilin Musafin Halacha Yud, he says as follows: Vadlokas Neiros, he's talking about the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, Doicha es Hashabbos ves Hatuma ke Korbonos shekavu lehem zman. Vadlokas Neiros is Doicha Shabbos, Shenema, like the pasuk says, Lahalois Neir Tomit. So in the Beis Hamikdash, the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash of Doicha Shabbos. So the menorah, Hadlokas HaNeir, the Hadlokas HaMenorah, every day, is also Doicha Shabbos. He brings a pasuk, Shenema Lahalos Neir Tomit. So the Minchas Chinuch. From here is a raya that in the Beis Hamikdash, Hadlokas is a mitzvah. Because if the halacha was Hanocha is a mitzvah, it didn't need to be Doicha Shabbos. What's the problem? Light it Friday afternoon. And when it comes to Shabbos, be meniach it, place it in the right place. Hanocha is a mitzvah. So it must be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, the halacha was hadlaka is a mitzvah. So they couldn't light it before Shabbos. So the only way to do the avodah of hadlakas neis was on Shabbos. Therefore, the halacha was, says the Rambam, is doicha Shabbos. Okay, a good raya. How can we say hadlaka is a mitzvah by the menorah? The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Hamikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, V'chein hadlokas aneiros k'sheira bezorim. The halacha is hadlokas aneiros, hadlokas the menorah lav avodah hi. The Gemara says it's not called avodah, and therefore the Rambam says V'chein hadlokas aneiros k'sheira bezorim Yisrael be'etzem would be allowed to light the menorah. Lefichoch, therefore, im heitiv hakoyen es aneiros. The Kohen did the Hatovas Aneiros, because that's not Kasher HaBazorim. The Kohen prepared the Aneiros, cleaned it out, prepared it, put the oil in the wicket, whatever needs to do by Hatovas Aneiros. And after that, Hoitzion Luchutz, after that, the Kohen went and took the menorah out of the Heichal into the Azorah. Mutter the Zorah Hadlikon. It's Mutter for Yisrael to light it. The Yisrael has a practical problem. Even though mitzad mitzvahs had lokas and eros of the menorah, he would be allowed to, but he can't go into the heichal. Practically, he can't go into the heichal to light it. So no problem, we'll find a practical solution. The Kohen will take the menorah out from the heichal to the Azorah. In the Azorah, the Yisrael is allowed to be there, the Yisrael will light it, and the Kohen will bring it back in. In fact, in Minchas Chinuch, I just brought a raya from the Rambam into Midum Musafin. That halacha is hadlaka is a mitzvah by the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. Oy vazoi, how does it help to take the menorah outside and light it, shlevim koma, and then go and bring it inside and be yotz the mitzvah? If hadlaka is a mitzvah, the main rule is we started saying it needs to be hadlaka bim koma. You need to light it in the right place. As soon as you've taken it out of the heichal, it's not anymore in the right place. I know you understand you did it practically because the Yisrael can't go into light.
We said it last week in Koyma.
If it's hadlaka, it's a mitzvah. What's hadlaka? One of the biggest nachmins that we brought the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but now our menorahs. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Because we pass hadlaka as a mitzvah, imedlika b'fnim, if you lit it in the wrong place. And afterwards, it's here lochutz leyotza. And you put it in the right place, you're not yotza. Because if hadlaka is a mitzvah, you need to do hadlaka bim koyma. You need to light it in the right place, because that is the Maisa Mitzvah. So Rabbi Azoi, once the Yisrael lit it outside, very good, Mitzvah Hilchos Menorah should be okay, Mitzvah Hadlaka, but the Maisa, if Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, you should not, it shouldn't be a valid Hadlaka, because you didn't do Hadlaka bim Koyma. And Minchas Chinuch was very, very upset about this question. He says, I've asked it before, and he doesn't give an answer.
We know that the Hadlaka has to be Beheichal.
The Mokka Menorah, the Pasuk says, the Menorah has to be El Mul next to the Shulchan, as the Pasuk says.
That's where you place the Menorah.
Yeah.
The Hadlaka there is Markov.
If that, it's a good point, and we'll see soon, maybe one of the Shifts maybe says like you're saying, but Lechoira, Bepashtas, if that's the Mokka Menorah, that should be the Mokka Hadlaka is the Menorah. If Hadlaka is a mitzvah, so that's where the Menorah has to be, so that's where you need to light it. If you're telling me the menorah doesn't have to be there, it's just good to be there, but etzem could be somewhere else. But it's only for the pasuk says the menorah has to be there. It's a very clear direction where the menorah has to be.
There's some discussion about the menorahs b'chatzros.
Yes, we're going to get there, Be'ez Hashem. Yeah, the chatzros. That's Be'ez Hashem's third shitter we're going to get to. Very good. Excellent. Shkoch. So, that's the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch asks on the shitter. Reb Chaim, in Be'ez HaMikdash, he disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. He says no. He says in the Beis our menorah is adlaka is a mitzvah. However, when it comes to the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, that's not the case. And he says as follows: V'nire muchrach v'dasa Rambam the chol ikar hach mitzvah the adlaka saneris. This mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah adlaka saneris in the Beis Hamikdash, ein hamitzvah hi be'etzem ma'isa adlaka. The mitzvah is not in the etzem ma'isa of adlaka saneris. The ikka mitzvah is that the neiris should be a light the whole time. There's no mitzvah that lokas neiris in the mitzvah mikdash. It's just that it should be a light. And just that's in fact that the neiris are a light, that is a kiyum in mitzvahs menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the interesting thing is he brings a raya to his din, but he brings a raya from the same Rambam that the Minchas Chinuch brings a raya. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. What's his raya from that Rambam? It says, because the Rambam said, why does the Rambam need to bring a pasuk? Tomid has to be the Deicha Shabbos. All avodah that was kavul hem is man in the base of midrash Deicha Shabbos. Every carbon that you bring is Deicha Shabbos in the base of midrash. Because it's avodah shekavul hem is man. So why does he need to bring a pasuk? Shenema, like the pasuk says, lahal nesner tomid. It must be his muchach. That mitzad the etzem avoidas menorah, it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos because the mitzvah is not, there's no mitzvah of hadlok as a name menorah in the base of Mikdash. The mitzvah is only that it should be doluk, it should be alive, a light. If that's the case, then it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos unless we have a special pasuk. Shenemar lahalis ne'tomit. So it comes out from over here, we have a machlokes, minchas chinuch and Reb Chaim. Whether in the base of Mikdash the mitzvah is, whether hadlaka is a mitzvah or not hadlaka is a mitzvah. And Minchas Chinuch says hadlaka is a mitzvah, he brings a raya from the Rambam, with the fact that it's Deicha Shabbos, it must be hadlaka is a mitzvah, otherwise you couldn't let it beforehand. And Reb Chaim brings a raya from the same Rambam, to say that it's not hadlaka is a mitzvah. And it's just the fact that it's a light, that itself is a mitzvah, and there is no mitzvah to be madlik the nearest in the Beis HaMikdosh. And his raya is also from the Rambam, he says that's why the Rambam needs to bring a pasuk. The Maisa called him Minchas Chinuch. He's got his own problem. If Adlaka is a mitzvah, how come these sakron light outside? And on Reb Chaim, that's how it comes out. Minchas has got his problem. And on Reb Chaim, the Chora, yeah, the problem is that what Minchas Chinuch says, why couldn't he light it before Shabbos? Why couldn't he light it before Shabbos? You got a pasuk, tell me you could do it. Okay, but you couldn't light it before Shabbos. Seder. Okay. So there's a third shitta that I want to bring in. That's the shitta that was mentioned over here before. And that's the shitta of the Chazan Sefer. Now, the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah HaSei Lamed Gimel, discusses the mitzvah of binyan of the Kainim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam has a very mechudesh dikah shitta. The Rambam's opinion is that there is no mitzvah of binyan hakelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's all included in the general mitzvah of the osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'seichel. There's a mitzvah of binyan hamikdash. Including in that mitzvah is not just the building, but it's also the kelim and everything else that you needed inside this Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, therefore it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmai. The Ramban over there is Chaylok, and it says maybe it's not considered a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, but the Shittas of Rambam is that it's not considered a mitzvah because it's included, as the Rambam, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's included in the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. Now, the Mefarshim is trying to understand that. I mean, a mikdash is a big difference between a mikdash and the Kenan is a mikdash. I'll build you a house. I say, build a big house, yeah, but the dining room chairs, you know, that is not the right thing. I'm building you a house. There's a house, and there's the kelim that go inside the house. So the Sefer is a beautiful pirish. The Lev Sameach on the Rambam says it's a beautiful lashon. Says the Lev Sameach as follows: V'alakusha sharmanu shakelim einon chelke habayis. Oshiv, I'll answer you as follows: Se'emes hadavar v'cheinu b'chol boteachol. That's true. If you're talking about a regular house, there's a house, and there's kelim and metaltelin that you have inside your house. Your milchik a fork is not part of the house, right? So there's one thing nothing to do with the other. So the emes hadova b'chol batichol she'ein hakelim v'chol hametaltelin chelik mihem avol bebayis hagodol v'hakodesh kol hakelim shebo hatzivui la'asoyson hein chalokov v'dovor me'atzmusoi mamash. But when it comes to the Bais HaGadol and it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, all the kelim is mamash, part of the Beis HaMikdash. Av she'enu mechuborin boy. Even though the kelim are not mechubor l'karka, not mechubor to the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh migzeiros chachmosa yisborach, she'yivne Bais kodshoy lishmoy, you should build the Beis HaMikdash lishmoy, v'shloy tashleim kudushas habayis, and the kedusha of the bayis is not sholin kiim bekelim o'ele l'chover the tefaris, unless you have these kelim l'chover the tefaris, and this is important. V'hakivon v'hadiktuk b'moishovom u'bimkoimom oifu moishas hazeh. The kopid kro, the kivun and the diktuk, the fact that Torah is particular, that these should be in the right place, is very, very important. Because the Torah was makbid on this. U'ko'omah v'samtes ha'shulchon mi'chutz ta'proiches v'samanoira noichech ha'shulchon al tzel ha'mishkon tzuf timono. Says the Leif Sameach, that part of the regular house, things are different. When it comes to the Mokim HaMikdosh, when it comes to Beis HaMikdosh, that's not the case. The Kelim are an integral part of the Beis HaMikdosh. And he doesn't just say the Kelim are an integral part. He adds on, and this is what I want to point out, he adds on over here. V'hakivun v'hadikduk b'meshovon. And the, to be particular, they should be in the right place. Oysu moifas azed kopid kro, that the Torah was very particular that the menorah and the shulchan should be in the right place. So the Reis Sameach is explaining over here, when we say the Kondashit, the Rambam, that the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdosh is a Heksha Mitzvah for the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not just a regular Heksha Mitzvah, there needs to be Kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh, but that it should be in the right place. And everything should be, the Kelim should be built perfectly and should be in the right place. Kach Gezerah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, success of the Torah wants. That is exactly the mitzvah of Osul in Mikdosh. Says the Chas V'Sofer, a beautiful, doesn't necessarily bring the Leif Sameach, but this is a beautiful, brings it out very stark what the Chas V'Sofer wants to say. Says the Chas V'Sofer, Mitzad Binyan HaMikdosh, the Rambam says, it's important that there's Kelim, as we saw, the Kelim have to be in the right place. But Mitzad, the mitzvah of Menorah, Mitzad the mitzvah of menorah, that's not important necessarily, it should be in the right place. Comes out as follows, what the Chasam Sofer is saying is like this. He's really making a mishach, a hybrid of the Minchas Chinuch and of Reb Chaim. He's saying as follows, I agree with the Minchas Chinuch that hadlaka is a mitzvah. I agree that the mitzvah of menorah is to be madlik. The mitzvah is not like Reb Chaim says, it should be lit. There's a mitzvah, lahadlik asaneir, novos. Says in Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of hadlakas neir mitzad chanukah, mitzad menorah, that can be anywhere. That doesn't have to be dafka in the Heichal. Mitzad hadlakas menorah, that can be in the Azorah as well. It's all the makam HaMikdosh. It's all the makam HaMenorah. It's not a problem, it doesn't have to be in the Heichal. But what the Rambam is saying, in order, the idea that the menorah has to be behechal, exactly in the right place, noichach ha-shulchan, atzela ha-mishkan teimono, that is a din in the mikdosh. Mitzad the binyan ha-mikdosh, the menorah has to be in a specific place. Not mitzad hadlokas ha-menorah. The mokoim ha-menorah is in the heichal, in the right place, and where the place where it's placed, and also in the azorah. That's all the mokoim. So mitzad hadlokas azoka is a mitzvah, you have to have hadlokah bim koimah, correct? That is the mokoim. The heichal is the mokoim. The azorah is the mokoim. Mitzad menorah, that's all the mokoim. What the Torah is particular, that it should be exactly in the right place. That's mitzad hilchas binyan hamikdosh. That the mikdosh should be complete. The mikdosh should be perfect. It's important the menorah should be in this specific place. Not mitzad the menorah necessarily, but mitzad the binyan v'asul in mikdosh, mitzad din the beis hamikdosh.
If you move the menorah or any of the kelim, then you technically you won't have a mikdosh in place.
So that it's a very good logic what you're saying, but imagine you're taking it a little bit too far. In other words, if it's not in the right place, doesn't mean you haven't got a beis hamikdosh. It means you haven't got the perfect beis hamikdosh. That's correct. So therefore, you're right. You don't have the perfect beis hamikdosh. So it would be better for Yisroel, for a kohen to light the menorah. But for some reason, I don't know why, and before I should speak over there and say the Rambam, the Ravid says that the Rambam took a bit too far. Yisroel, if you haven't got a choice, then Yisroel can light it, take it out, but the Yevet, yeah? And but the Lashon Rambam is lechatchila, it's okay. But it doesn't mean there's no Beis HaMikdosh. It's not lechatchila, because the Mikdosh is not perfect. But you still have a Beis HaMikdosh, you still haven't got that perfect thing.
Do you have a Raya from the Shulchan? Because they used to bring it out to show the oil of the regal. Ruchi Basra Mufi Hamokim. They used to carry the whole Shulchan up.
Okay. Good point. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Kenzan. Good Torah. So, says the Chasna Sofer, so what we're left with over here? Everything is Meyushev. We have no problem over here of lighting it outside. What was Michal Sinus Kasha? If it lockes mitzvah, how can a Zohar light it outside? Zohar is the Mokom of Mikdash, no problem at lockes mitzvah. You're lighting in the right place. The Zohar is also the Mokom of the Menorah. It's just not the Mokom of the Menorah mitzad Hilchas Mikdash. That is what the Chasna Sofer says. Carries on the Chasna Sofer, and the Chasna Sofer is actually brought on his Siddur. And the Chasna Sofer says as follows. With that, we can understand the Nusach that we say in Al HaNisim. In Al HaNisim. He says as follows. We say, V'achakach bo bonecho l'dur v'isecho, finu seichalecho, v'tiharos mikdoshecho. The Heichal was Tomei. The Heichal was Tomei. So what did they have to do? Couldn't light it over there. So therefore, Liku Neiris b'chatzos k'checho. So they had to light the menorah in the chotzer. They couldn't light it inside the Heichal. But that's not a problem. You could light it in the chotzer because that's the Mokum HaMikdosh. And with that, he wants to answer the Bis Yosef's Kasha. Why eight? He says as follows. Because they had to light it b'chatzos k'checho, he says, Do you do it? To tzorich shemen yoyse b'mokem sharuach shaylet. If it's windy, then you're going to need more oil because the wind blows away at the fire, and then it consumes. In order to survive, it has to consume more fuel. Has to consume more oil. So he says, Do you do it? Tzorich shemen yoyse b'mokem sharuach shaylet. V'noishav eish b'mash tzorich k'shayim b'fnim. Then you need more oil than if you'd be lighting inside. So he says, Really, you're right. There was enough for one day. But because they couldn't light it in the Heichal, because it was Tomei, they had to light it b'chatzos k'chechol. Therefore, it needed more oil, and there wasn't enough oil for one day if you light it b'chatzos k'chechol. Therefore, v'kavu shemoyna simei Chanukah ilu. Therefore, the kaveh dafke 8 days of Chanukah, because there's a nes even on the first day of Chanukah. So we have three shittas over here: shittah Michas Chinuch that in the Beis Hamikdash had loka isa mitzvah, and the shittah Reb Chaim. That there's no mitzvah of hadlaka is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah hadlaka bechlal. Interesting thing is, I missed out that the Chaznish says like Reb Chaim, and Chaznish says that because there's no mitzvah to light the menorah, even if a monkey would have lit in the menorah, even a hadliku koif, it would also be okay. Because there's no, in the Beis Hamikdash, because there's no mitzvah of hadlaka, just that it should be a light. And then we have the shitta of the Chazan Sefer, where the Chazan Sefer says, That there is hadlaka is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah light. No, the mokem hadlaka, the mokem hanoira is the whole base of mikdash. And the only reason why it has to be at the right place, that's mitzvah the din of binyan hamikdash. Okay. I'll finish off a few minutes with a shekel machshava. I was last week in Eretz Yisrael and I davened in the yid that you might know him, a Shmaka yid called Rav Yanka Bedil. And his shul in Yerushalayim, and he asked the famous question of after the story of Chanukah, the Gemara says, Shona Acheres, Kavua, and the next year, the year after Chanukah, there were Kevea, these days, Yom Meilu, Lehoides, for Halal and Simcha. Right? The Kevea for Halal and Simcha. Lehoides, Lehala. So, Why the Shana Acheres? Right? That's the kasha everybody asks. Why the Shana? Do it straight away. Why wait for the next year? So many of us get different answers. And he answers as follows. It's a very nice gedank. He says as follows. We know that our Yom Tovim are different to the Goyim's Yom Tovim, right? The Goyim, when they have a certain day, they want to remember something that happened many years ago. So it's to remember, the day in the calendar, to remember something that happened many years earlier. But our Yom Tov is not just to remember. When we have a Yom Tov, then the whole shefa of that yontav comes down every year on that date. So Pesach is a shefa from Pesach and from Chiruseinu, and Shavuos is Matan Torahseinu is a shefa of Torah. So you have to shmeid and get of that shefa of bracha that comes out on that date. So we had a nes Chanukah, moedik nes, mamash tmei rabim biat miatim, biat tahorim. It was unbelievable, beautiful nes. They didn't know if that was a one-off. Is that a one-off thing? I don't think exactly happened. Or no, it's going to be kavua that every year we have that shefa of brocha coming down b'mei Chanukah. So they had to wait. The Shana Acheres, the next year, they saw, oh, it wasn't a one-off last year. It's actually a beautiful, unbelievable shefa of brocha that comes down of Chanukah. So the Shana Acheres kavua. Okay. Now the interesting thing is, I was thinking, what were they kavua? We know it's Mancher Seinu, we've got some man in the Mancher Seinu. What were they kavua? They were kavua over here, Lehoides and the Halil. So, Lehoides and the Halil sounds like you're thanking them for it, but it's not the day. It's not the shefa of that day. So why is it Lehoides and the Halil? So, I thought of on the Halach, and I think it's an emes mahalach. Where did they get this koyach from? It's unbelievable koyach. Rabbi Liat Matim. Literally a few people, 12 people, they go over there and they take on thousands, soldiers, armies. This doesn't make any sense. Armies, and they win over them. Where did they get this tremendous koyach from? So there's a pasuk in Mishlei where the pasuk says, Ruach ish yichalkel machalehu, for ruach necheo mi yisieno. There's the ruach of a person is mechalke machalehu, that sustains and is able to fight off illness, can heal a person. But ruach necheo, a sad ruach, mi yisieno, who can uplift him? Says the Gaon, and Rashi says something similar, says the Gaon, ruach ish yichalke machalehu, k'moy shekasavnu lemalo, shehasimcha bo al yedei haruach. A person has a neshama, a guf, and a ruach. The ruach of a person, that is the simcha. You know, some people are simcha dikayidin, they're happy people. Life doesn't go always so well for them either. But they're happy people, the happy person. That's the ruach of a person. V'zehu ruach ish. Sha'ish tomid besimcha, hu yechalkel machaleyu. Even though Rachman is down, a machal comes on him chas v'sholem, who yechalkil machaleyu besimchoso yevatleno. Through his simcha, he is mevatel the machal. Avol mishyesh loy ruach necheo, who itzovoin, someone who's sad, mi yochalis esos, who's able to carry it at all. The Gaon is saying a big chiddush over here. The Gaon is saying, it's not pshat. Do you know why this person's happy? Because he has no problems. No. The koyach, the mania, the reason behind why he has no problems is because he has a ruach ish. Because he is besimcha. He's able to work on himself. It's a sign of simcha dikayit. The simcha is the engine to getting rid of all his problems. Naturally, we would think the other way around. Person doesn't have any problems. Hashem is besimcha. There's no reason to be sad. Everything's going well for him. No. There's no such plan at all. Everyone has that pekel. The yesod over here is, what koyach does he have to mevatel the pekeluch? What koyach does he have to mevatel all the tzoros that come on a person? That's the ruach of a person. That's the simcha of a person. And Rashi on the pasuk says a very, very similar thing. It says Rashi, ruach ish. What's a ruach of a person? Ruach gever, the ruach of a strong man. Hu ish gibor, the einoy noisin daga beliboy. He doesn't allow worry to come into his heart at all. Anything that's thrown his way, he's mekabel it besimcha ubechiba. And so states that's only shaykh. Someone who lives a life with bitochen, trust Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'zayin good. I don't know what good means, but v'zayin good, because there's a plan over here, and Baruch Hashem is running every single thing that happens in my life. So Kuntzuchais as follows: the koyach that the Chashminoim must have had to win over the Yevonim, Rabbi Liat Matim, where that koyach must come from? From the ruach of a person. They must have had tremendous healthy ruach of simcha. So the koyach of the Nitzochen, of the Chashmenoim, comes from the ruach which is simcha. That was the koyach that brought the whole Nitzochen, or the whole Chanukah story, the whole Nes Chanukah. So it comes out as follows. Every Yom Tov, there's the shefa of brocha of that Yom Tov. So what was the shefa brocha of Chanukah? The simcha. The simcha is the koyach. That was the ruach. That was what caused the nitzochen and the whole nes of Chanukah. So it's fashteitzach, it makes sense. That if they want to be koyveya, every year a Yontov of Chanukah, that's going to be the koyach of that Yontov. On Shavuos was Matan Torisenu, on Pesach it was Chirisenu, and on Chanukah it's Simcha. Because that was the koyach, that's the ruach ish, that was able to bring the Nitzach on the Bez Hashem Taka, which will be Zoicha. Still got another 2 days of Chanukah, which Taka be Zoicha, to have a live a life with this Simcha, a Chaparayin, all the koichas and all the shefa bracha that come from Chanukah.
Shabbos Chodesh Minah.